Hello and welcome back to OT Talk with Mr. T, the show where we talk how to live occupationally through the lens of an occupational therapist, talking about how to live more functionally, more independently, more occupationally through different ideas or the like. We have just a couple of weeks left here in the end of the school year, and we'll take our summer hiatus. God willing, when we come back, we're probably going to shoot for audio snippets instead of audio bursts for season 5, aiming for 5 minutes or so, up to 10, trying to keep it to that. Today, I want to talk a little bit about something I'm not sure that I ever mentioned over the 4 seasons of the show, but I actually am a lefty in guitar land, and in general, they call us a southpaw. But interestingly, Wikipedia talks about the idea of handedness. In human biology, handedness is the better, faster, or more precise performance or individual preference for use of a hand known as the dominant hand. The incapable, less capable, or less preferred hand is called the non-dominant hand. Right-handedness is most common. About 90% of people are right-handed. Handedness is often defined by one's writing hand, as is fairly common for people to prefer to do some tasks with each hand. I write with my left hand. I do almost everything with my left hand. But interestingly, when I used to kick for soccer, I was better on my right foot, so I don't know what that is. But there are examples of true ambidextry, equal use of either hand, but it's rare. Most people prefer one hand for most purposes. Most of the current research suggests that left-handedness, which is like myself, has an epigenetic marker, a combination of genetics, biology, and the environment. The vast majority of the population is right-handed. Many devices are designed for use by right-handed people, making their use by left-handed people more difficult. I could definitely attest to that. When I used to take notes by hand, it was very difficult because you think about where the margins are, where the spiral-bound notebook or the regular notebook is. It's not really built for a lefty. Thank God the scissors I've had are not bad. You know, I have those the wonderful scissors. I'm blanking on the name of the scissors right now, but, you know, it's either equal use for right or left, but sometimes some tasks are not easy for us lefties. Left-handed people are more prone to certain health problems. I don't agree with that from Wikipedia, but okay. And we know that we have an advantage as lefties in sports that involve aiming at a target at the opponents that are more accustomed to right-handed majority. They're overrepresented athletes, interestingly, in baseball, tennis, fencing, cricket, and boxing. When it comes to left-handedness, there used to be a joke. My mom once got me a shirt that says, if right-handed people are in their left mind, that only left-handed people are in their right mind. Isn't that interesting? Left-handed people are controlled by the right side of the body. I forget which aspect of the brain is more artistic, more creative, more mathematical, more logic, but depending on the left side of the brain or the right side of the brain, different things can go about that. Of course, I'm a lefty, and I purposefully asked my mom to please let me learn lefty, because at the time I said I don't want people in camp or school stealing my guitar. If they're righties, they could use it too. Really, I wanted it to be the representation of the left-handed, embracing my left-handedness and accepting it and loving it. So I play lefty guitar. And when you look at different guitars, I'm thinking of switching up to a different one. There's actually not so many options, and I only want to look at a few brands because of ecological and health and different products they use. And there's really not so many choices because lefty southpaws are a little bit forgotten, a little bit pushed by the wayside, a little bit of the left, you know, throughout history. The left hand used to be smacked and they forced to use the right hand. They might have thought it was like a sign of witchcraft or witchery or God forbid anything, those things. But thank God it's much more embraced nowadays. Right-handedness is by far the most common type. We know it's the 90%. We're much less common as a lefty. Studies suggest approximately 10% of people are left-handed. There is such a thing as International Left-Handers Day, which is so cool. It's held annually every August 13th. It was founded by the Left-Handers Club in 92, with the club itself having been founded in 1990. International Left-Handers Day is, according to the club, an annual event where left-handers everywhere can celebrate their sinistrality. Left-handedness increased public awareness of the advantages and disadvantages of being left-handed. Celebrates uniqueness and differences who are from 7 to 10% of the world's population. Thousands of lefties in today's society have to adapt to use right-handed tools and objects. You think about it, when I'm writing and it's awkward and I smear all over the place. FastCompany.com points out when we're left-handed, our right brains are usually dominant. That's where creativity and intuition are centered. So it's often easier for us to be more creative than logical, and our brains more easily use both sides of the brain at once. We have the advantage of also being more flexible in our thinking. One way to look at the contrast between lefties and righties, according to psychologist Yvonne Thomas, is how PhD, is how they approach problem solving. Those on the right use logical solutions often. Lefties have the ability sometimes to come up with several options as opposed to just one black and white route. Left-handed professionals are right brain dominant. That means more likely to follow the creative flow of information or processing. Those who choose to work primarily with the right hand can also be creative, obviously, but they might struggle more following the gut reaction, spark, or inspiration when it strikes, according to Resnick. Many writers, musicians, artists, and other creators tend to be lefties. I myself am a musician, still working on that kid book. You know, I've written songs, and all the podcasts, thanks to God, were different things, different creative ideas that God put in my head. We're not afraid to approach life and work differently, since the questions and ideas don't often match for other things, and we can try to develop characteristics of being more independent and non-conforming than other people. We also can contribute to a brainstorm session, giving feedback initiation, but we also might want to deliver things on our own. I just wanted to talk a little bit about the idea of being a lefty. I love being a lefty. I embrace my leftiness. I write lefty. I do mostly everything lefty, again, except for kicking sometimes with the right. And, you know, it's been interesting being a lefty throughout my life. There were family members that were lefty also. And I play guitar lefty, and I try to do things lefty. And I try, you know, thank God over the years, the creative sparks and the different abilities came about thanks to Hashem, thanks to God, putting different ideas in my mind. But maybe because I'm a lefty, I got a little bit more creative, a little more abilities over the year. And doing my lecture, I try to make up my own flyer, thinking of different ways and how to promote the shows, how to make the podcast, how to work on the book, how to work on different things. But it's interesting. I do love being a lefty for the love of being left-handed, for the love of being a lefty. I embrace it. I love it. If you know any lefties, if you yourself are a lefty, then give them a left-handed high five. And not to discount the righties, we love everybody here on the show and everybody in the world in general, but we're just talking, highlighting for the love of being left-handed here on OT Talk with Mr. T, and I'm your host, Mr. T.